You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's evolve. Let's evolve our thinking and our football brains, as Jeffrey Wright, football brain.
Yep.
The Memphis football brain needs to evolve. We're not taking seasons where you don't win conference titles anymore.
Yep.
Because there's too much at stake.
100%. All right, we'll come back. Got some good news in downtown Memphis. I don't know how the Grizzlies and the city aren't just coming to the table right now and getting this lease signed, man. I mean, it needs to happen right now, today. And more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. Going to turn you up. They're going to turn up that profit on your home because that's what they do. They know how to maximize your money when you're selling your home. But they're also great shoulders to lean on, great consultants, great counselors when it comes to the whole moving process and what needs to happen. All right, if you're selling, do I need to upgrade this? Do I need to update that? That's where they come in. They're awesome. But you got to reach out to them. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. Don't let what you think you know about buying a home or even about selling a home keep you from making the call to Jennifer Carstensen. Even if you think you've got all the answers already, Jennifer can still help you. She may bring up questions you didn't think about and have those answers. You might not know you don't know, if that makes sense. I promise you it will once you're in business with Jennifer Carstensen. She'll open up your mind, especially when it came to me, on how much she could get for my home, which was a revelation. Then she helped us find our dream home as well. Everybody we've sent over to Live Love's had nothing but rave reviews. Make the call. Certainly make them one of your calls. You're looking for a realtor, 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Real quick, apropos of nothing, I don't know if you caught this, but Memphis offered a 2027 guard earlier this week named Ryan Hampton from Texas, from Duncanville, Texas. Obviously, he's like a top five, top 10 kid, five-star prospect. But what you may not know is that that is the younger brother of the one and only R.J. Hampton. And so I got a chance to catch up with old Rod yesterday, man. That's the first time I talked to Rod in a while.
I bet it was.
And, basically,
how's his son doing? His older son.
You know, RJ has, honestly, what he told me is that he didn't spend his money, that he invested it well.
Oh, that's good.
You know, that, obviously it did not go the way that they hoped it would go, but that, he's driving a Lamborghini and he's got money. So it ended up going okay.
That sounds like a win to me.
And then, Ryan is, to have two top 10 kids is pretty amazing. I remember when, RJ was going through everything and he got drafted and all that. And that was back when he was, a first round guy. I mean, Rod was talking up Ryan. And he was, 5 years ago, he was elementary school, middle schooler. So I was like, who knows? But
right.
He's turned out to be a hell of a player. Memphis is just one of many that have offered him.
But, you know, I think there, because there is so much familiarity with him and Penny, that there is a shot, you know, to get him. But it was just kind of, I don't think people realize that that's the younger brother of RJ Hampton, who, of course, Memphis tried to get way back when, before he went to Australia.
Yeah.
So a little trip down memory lane for you there.
Remember
on a Wednesday,
the, Jason. The Hamptons, they were good people.
All right. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Can you get up for a PJ Haggerty update on May 21st, 2025?
I mean, I'm sure you can get people up. I've kind of moved on, but I'm very interested in this because it sounds like you have new information.
I'm going to get Brad excited. UNLV, that's a complete lie. Everybody relax. Yeah, that man ain't going to no damn UNLV. Y'all ain't got no money.
Oh, we got new money now. We got a new fundraiser in the building.
Y'all ain't got no money over there, man. Who's the benefactor over there?
It's the guys who are paying our new coach, because he's coming and making pitches to the casinos, like, and hotels.
Yeah, it's like Sands Resort.
Yeah, the Adelsons.
And Wynn, you know.
Adelson family.
Yeah, y'all ain't got no money over there, man. Y'all broke.
Go look at that town once, and you tell me where that money's coming
from. Y'all, it ain't going to college basketball. It's going to new bathrooms, all right? But maybe
looking at it.
Maybe Josh can turn it around. I mean, if anybody can get a booster base invigorated, it is him.
You got a new fundraiser to build it.
But no, PJ Haggerty is not going to UNLV. Y'all lost y'all's guard to the LSU because they paid him $2 million, Deedon Thomas. But Kansas State, according to Hitman Hoops, has emerged for PJ Haggerty. And you know what that means. Those S's in Kansas State are dollar signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are three Kansas State, three dollar signs. And I mean, that's... They had the highest paid player in college basketball last year, Coleman Hawkins.
That's right.
That was $2 million. So I don't know what the number is for PJ in this particular instance, but
well, the number's Tang.
That's right.
That's what the number.
Now Jerome Tang had
Jerome Tang.
When I interviewed him at the Final Four show on Philly 16 in San Antonio, he spun it great. I don't know if we talked about it, but he was like, it wasn't the kids that didn't know how to handle the NIL, it was me not knowing how to handle the kids with NIL.
Oh, well, I mean.
It was a great spin. It was a great spin. He put it all in. Hey, look, he could have said, man, these kids are out of control.
Yeah.
They coming up. They late. They don't do what they're supposed to do. He put it on himself, you know.
You say it was spin, not the truth.
I think it was. I mean, I think there could be kernels of truth to it.
Should have asked Kurt about that. They're close.
But I do think it was definitely like a positive spin, you know.
I got you.
But Coleman was in there crying.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he was talking about, you know, how.
He'd let them down.
Yeah, and the scrutiny that came with it, and something, maybe so, but I would assume that Kansas State is offering the most amount of money. I mean, because
that's what they do.
You know, this is the way it goes now, right? I mean, PJ had not committed and has not committed to NC State, so you were like, all right, is he waiting? I guess he's still in the draft, so you could use that. But it sounds like Kansas State and the Big 12 have emerged as a spot for PJ. I don't know much about you know, their team next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always flipped, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually. Has been lately.
But this could be sort of, you know, the back end of that trade between Penny and Jerome. We got Naquan Tomlin. We're going to send back PJ.
I'm not rooting against PJ Haggerty at all. In fact, maybe it ends up with, and you had actually mentioned this, but I think maybe we had gotten to a point with PJ where we didn't think it was going to happen, or some did, but you had said maybe some team gets desperate.
Yep.
In this case, a draft combine that might have not necessarily helped him in terms of what he's got to show to scouts to go to the NBA helps you here with that team that could potentially become desperate. And, oh, here's Kansas State that does this every year. That here we are. I mean, so there's a good – maybe this ends up coming out well for PJ Haggerty in the sense that, hey, go through the combine, come back out. Somebody else is going to jump on me. I'll be able to play that off NC State. I can get me a little bit more money. So, again, I'm not rooting for him to get more or whatever else, but I'm not rooting against the kid. And maybe my point is he's played it right where many have said he's played it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean,
on the desperate team.
Yeah.
He scored some points up there. Wasn't necessarily – I think in one of those games he was efficient. But what he shows, he's not a point guard.
Right.
Right, to the scouts.
Right.
But what it did was show college basketball. It reminded them of the score he is. Second team AP All-American, sure. I'll go up there and pay that $3.5 million. I'll go up there and pay that 3.7, says Jerome Tang or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So good for PJ.
Yeah.
We've moved on. It appears clearly he has.
Exactly. I mean, I think.
Wish him the best.
I wish he would have just taken Memphis's original offer at the beginning, but, you know.
It'd been nice.
It wasn't to be. And, you know, Memphis has adjusted by, you know, they've recruited 15 guards. Right?
Well, especially when you waited on him like you did. I mean, Memphis went out of their way to wait on him, not get in on other guys, earmarking that money for PJ. He, you know, essentially puts you on hold for a couple of weeks there, then gets in the portal a few days before the deadline's up. I mean, you did everything you could possibly do. He walks away from that, man, peace.
Yeah.
No, totally. No, I'm not lamenting it at all.
Yeah, I think peace is also what you
feel, opportunity.
Right?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we did what
and
we
feel a little better
do.
About it because of what he's gotten. Yeah. Not that it's going to be AP All-American status, but that you feel based on when he got in the race to get these guys, having to wait on PJ, yeah, you feel pretty good about what he's gotten, and that helps, yes, be able to say deuces and have a little internal peace like you're talking about.
Yeah, again, I don't know what Kansas State's going to look like. We also got Doug McDaniel as part of that trade.
Lord knows we got about 1,500 guards to throw at it, don't we?
Yeah, no.
To try to replace PJ's production.
That's what they say, man. You know, you can't replace him just with one player. You got to do 15.
I mean, and we, you know, injuries in the past have hurt us.
That's
the last
right.
couple of years.
No, I mean.
Caleb. And then this year, Tyrese going down.
You're right.
Having a lot of guards because they didn't have enough. Once Okoji did the sabotage, we were really done. The old El Sabo. Inside job.
Is that what El Sabo means?
No, I just made it up.
Okay. All right. I like it, though. It sounds good. Sabotage.
I will never forget Okoji for that one. Forgive him for that.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, forgiveness is a big part of what I'm trying to do now. That one's going to take a minute.
Yeah.
I'll get there, Lord, but it's going to take a minute.
No, it cost you.
And I've continued to talk to people about it.
Clearly, Maryland was beatable.
There was no reason to be walking up behind that man. I've talked to people. Inside El Sabo.
Is there a YouTube video of this? I need to go back and watch it.
Of course there's video of Tyrese Hunter. Well, OKG walking up behind Tyrese Hunter. Mm-hmm. You don't do that to ballers, and particularly ones who are dealing with a meniscus tear all season.
That's tough.
I think that
Hoopers know that.
The
you don't
Tonya
walk
Harding,
up behind, especially scrubs.
The Tonya Harding analogy is great that you did, Jason. I think it's accurate. He whacked him. Mm. Harding.
I mean, it. I feel worse. Forget what it could have been for us in getting past Colorado State. How about Tyrese?
I know.
Man, that man hooped for Memphis this year. I mean, he was huge in the big games in Maui.
Yep.
And you take that chance away from him.
The stupid conference tournament, right? I mean,
it still hurts.
That's I never wanted to play it
because I said it. You don't want Baraka on that court, and I was saying it all year long. Part of the other reason why this one stings a little bit more because I was flashing the warning signs at you. I told you I'd stand on Poplar and Highland with the sign that said, "Don't play him."
Yeah, no, and they did, and
yeah, you said it,
and unfortunately, it you know.
Now, Dante was hurt by that time.
Dante was very much hurt.
That cost us because I think we had settled in on him.
And honestly, like, is
sort
he
of the
like,
guy
wh-
that keeps
where is
Baraka
he fitting
on
in
the
on
bench?
This, on this group? Like, I think he's we're probably going to lose Dante Harris. As
you know, he thinks he's about to average 18. He's talking about how he's going to fit in with Doug off the ball, John.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
All of them believe they're starting.
That is true.
Quante?
Quante
Berry.
Although Carlos Smith, AI Carlos Smith, calls him Quant.
That's what I was referring
but,
to.
But
I
again,
remember
it's
how
Quante
he said
Berry.
It.
Yeah, it's Quante Berry.
And then we have some 6'8 guards from Rio Grande, Texas
That's
Valley.
Right. And don't forget Pooter Walker and Chase Carter.
Zachary Davis.
And Zach Davis.
Who fancies himself a guard.
Yeah, you know, I think more versatile, right? But yes, you know.
Swingman,
exactly. I mean, your guards are really, and then you have I don't know his name. Again, he showed up in the middle of the night at the door. I don't remember. The kid from Tiger Nation. Smash that comment section for this schizophrenic AI. Like,
that's really weird, man.
Harvard, Michigan, Kennesaw State. There's nobody from those teams. I guess Doug did go to Michigan.
Michigan.
He did have that. I don't know about the Kennesaw State and the Harvard, though. I don't think we have any guy from Harvard on this roster.
That's the least of them.
Yeah. So just a very... I don't think Carlos has weighed in on the Curtis Gibbons commitment yet. We'll continue to monitor. You know, he doesn't post. Oh, he has posted.
Nobody's gonna be more excited about that than you two.
Look,
you can tell. Let's play it. I can feel
it's kind of fun.
I just sent it to you on the 92.9 account, Brad. I mean, I need to know what this guy is gonna say about who.
That's
the
same.
I was gonna say it's the same one.
Here's the update.
Yeah, we're still training Brad as well.
I'm trying to learn the AI.
Brad's
here.
AI software needs to be updated as well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not bad. I mean, that one actually made way more sense than the other one.
Curtis Gibbons, third.
Yeah, Curtis Gibbons, third. Obviously, again, but, like, that's what's scary about AI.
Why are we
like,
doing that? Yeah, why is somebody doing that?
I don't know. I truly do not know.
With an account, mind you.
The account. Yeah.
It's own dedicated account.
And it continues to update. It's really like, you know. The guy posted a Curtis Gibbons III update. Like, he's on top of it. He knows what's going on. But
not
it's,
really.
Right.
No, I think Brendan Lewis is coming.
Puda Walker.
To play.
Somebody had to prompt point. That, though. Like, they. There's a guy in
there
Memphis.
Somebody that's doing
who prompted this.
And when he said, and when he types in Curtis Gibbons III, the computer doesn't say Curtis Gibbons III.
The,
I mean, that's what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's literally just reading what you're saying.
It's precise.
What you're putting into it.
Yeah.
No human whatsoever in that right there. Yeah. I don't understand the point.
I know. It's
because
great.
The
great.
Information isn't even good.
Yeah.
No. So unless it's just somebody trying to be funny.
Exactly.
And it just feels like a again, you got 929 talking about it. So I just don't. Is it worthwhile?
19 followers, mind you.
That's what I'm saying.
Like 19, John's plugged in here.
That's on 19 followers. Is the pursuit worthwhile? How many? I can't believe we're continuing to get, you know, cuts of this.
I know it's never going to stop. And he's always wearing the same shirt. He never changes shirts.
Why can't he come back with a white man?
I know.
Why did he make him? You know, Carlos kind of a heavy set. Interest. He made him a heavy set brother.
I'm wondering if this. Is
that is the guy?
Yeah, okay. I'm wondering if that's what I mean. And he's just like.
Otherwise, what's the reason for the appearance and everything else?
Agreed.
Well, like one of those mouth mover type.
But then,
things.
If you're saying that, you're saying that's not his voice at all. Or has he used parts of his voice?
I don't know. I mean, the mystery continues. You know.
Well, you're going to get him more followers.
Well, you know, and let's not forget that XAI does have two. You know, data center.
Oh, I just had a listener, Josh Scobie. Shout out to Josh. He says there is a Memphis Tigers football player named Pudah Walker. So somebody on the roster, now he's not famous, obviously, but one we have a roster guy.
So he was conflating the Memphis football roster and the basketball roster.
Yeah. And Pudah went to Kennesaw State.
And Pudah went to Kennesaw State. Yep. And I'm sure Memphis football had a guy from Harvard on that team. I think they did. I think they had a.
Thank you, Josh.
So there you go. But I mean, you know, it's just very clumsy.
Weird, man.
Very clumsy.
Pudah Walker.
Like, somebody got a lot of time.
Pudah Walker's not the interesting thing. The interesting is like somebody's had this idea to like do this video, and is he trying to make a big account on Memphis? I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
It would take off, maybe.
I guess, man. I would have started with a bigger fan base. You know, I would have gone for like Tennessee or, you know, Ohio State or something if I was going to do that. I mean, I don't know how much cat there is to skin on Memphis Tiger athletics, but. I don't know. I'm glad he did weigh in on Curtis Givens III, though, and I'm sure we'll be getting an update on Kansas State and P.J. Haggerty here very soon. But, yes, to bottom line, the original story, Kansas State is now has emerged, according to Hitman Hoops, for Memphis transfer P.J. Haggerty.
There was more Memphis basketball news. I believe we got this from Frank Bonner over at the Daily Memphian and others, but why does Nashville have to benefit from a Louisville-Memphis basketball series? A series we had talked about being super excited about, renewing that rivalry 6 years. I think what we didn't know at the time, or at least before the contract was actually requested by the DM, I'm sure Munns has got a story up as well over the commercial appeal. Don't want to put one in front of the other, but this one's out there. Now that two of those games will be neutral site games in Nashville, so it won't be 3-3, kind of like we'd hoped. I don't know that we'd ruled out the possibility of a couple of those games or one of them being neutral, but I don't know that we'd considered it either in terms of our discussion. We were just happy to have Louisville back on.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, this is a Louisville team. Pat Kelsey, first year, turned that program around, and that's why we talked about it's the best thing about renewing this at this time is that you're getting a great game on the schedule. And, yes, it's starting there at the KFC Yum Center this season, but it's going to come back your way. We figured at the time, okay, is it 3-3? But, no, Nashville's going to get two of the games. And, yeah, that's a little bit of a bummer, but here's the deal. You got to do whatever you had to do if you're Memphis to lock this in. Frankly, look at the home schedule right now for next season for the Tigers. Again, coming off a year where you just had 6,500 average butts in seats. Guys, Ole Miss and Mississippi State are on the road this year. That was your two highest attended games last year. And so in terms of you're starting at Louisville, you're not bringing them here. We know you got UNLV coming in. I think it's New Orleans coming in. I think it's San Francisco because you were out there last year is coming in. Those are not exciting matchups. And so my point is, like, they've got to get this home schedule cooking. And in this instance, looks like you had to agree to two games. Maybe part of this was Memphis's idea. In terms of two in Nashville, I'm not saying this was all, hey, Louisville saying we got to play two or we got to meet midway twice.
Yep.
But either way, you have to do this if you're Memphis because even the two games here, out of the six, you'll have two here. Louisville will have two there in the KFC Yum, and then you'll have two in Nashville. Even in having two, very important for this program that needs marquee games and opponents that people care about.
Yep.
And you hope that a couple thousand or whatever Louisville fans will make the trip looking to maybe from some nostalgia, like I was talking about with the old Pacers Knicks, sort of in that fashion. So, maybe you don't get the crowds that, you know, that come down, the traveling crowds that came from Mississippi State and Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit easier, but you'd certainly hope to have a little pop even on the visitor side to help you there. Memphis needs every butt in its seat it can get.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, 6 years,
you would have maybe thought there would be like at least maybe one. I didn't think two.
That disappointing.
Seems like a bit much.
Gets
but
the benefit.
But yes, at least it's two home games. Yep, you know, it's two guaranteed home games. So you know, it's kind of like, you know, you just have to. There are some concessions you clearly have to make. Nashville is a place that other schools want to go. And honestly, if I'm Memphis, cool. I'm cool with that. Like, honestly, like I want to take care of my home fans, but if I have to throw a Nashville game in there to do that, to get these schools, Louisville, you know, Tennessee, you had to do that, right? You had the third game culminating there in Nashville. I would ask, like, why wouldn't Kentucky do it? Why wouldn't Kentucky agree to a home and home with Memphis if we can do this thing in Nashville? They love taking over Nashville. So let's get Kentucky on the schedule. Let's not just stop at Louisville. I mean,
again, you have to consider the conference that Louisville's in.
That's true. You know, that's true.
It's in. I know we hate what Rick Barnes said, but he's right.
No.
They
the
don't
ACC
need
is
us in
bad
a way
shape.
That the ACC does or can use us.
Fine, Duke.
Yeah.
Go get Duke and do it in Nashville. You know?
Remember, you just had Virginia and Clemson, so
right.
I'd be working it, and you got Ed Scott coming from the ACC.
That's right.
So I'd be working, though. I'm with you. I'd be working those ACC connections.
The problem is there just aren't a ton of other schools that I'd like to
I mean, it'd be nice if you could lock in Hubert, right? I mean, it's particularly at the time that they're at, although, you know, we look at what he's doing right now, we don't get up for it.
Yeah.
I think even I looked at a Lenardi bracketology. Mm-hmm. I think even the prospects for them are low this year based on what he was showing me.
Yep.
He had Duke as a one seed again.
Yeah, I mean, I would go. I would certainly try.
I mean, who else? I mean, we don't need Virginia anymore.
No.
So North Carolina, and you got the Hubert Davis Penny, you know, sort of connection. And you think again, it's the ACC which can use good out of conference opportunities. Because again, they're not the SEC that's got 14 tournament teams.
Let me throw this at you. How about Miami?
Fine with that. We used to have a series with Miami.
And you know, Jay Lucas is coming in, and he should bring some juice to it.
Yeah.
They were in the Final Four a couple of years ago.
Well, and Nolan should have a relationship with him at some right.
Absolutely.
Jay was just at Duke, and
John Lucas,
I feel like
brotherhood had a relationship with Penny. I feel like at some point,
I know they got a relationship. I'm sure John Lucas got a relationship with all the goats.
Georgia Tech seems easy with Damon.
How much does it help you, though? I only want them when they're tournament-level teams.
That's true.
That's what's so great about this Louisville series right now. If they had been dead like they were pre-Pat Kelsey, you don't want this on here right now.
No. But Louisville's going to be a top-five
team. And frankly, you're gambling because the likelihood is Pat Kelsey ain't going to be coaching Louisville when they come back to FedEx Forum in 2029. But that goes to show you how desperate the situation is and what you've got to do to schedule these days.
Mm-hmm.
And how desperate Memphis is to have great non-conference games because you get nothing in AAC.
Yeah.
It's also a sign they know they're not going anywhere in the time being.
Yeah, the Big Ten's never going to schedule you because it's like the SEC, right? They don't have to. The Big 12 probably is not going to do it either.
Big 12 same way. I mean, you're begging Kelvin to do it. Kelvin doesn't need it. But I'd certainly ask him out of the respect that he seems to have for you.
Yep. You know, honestly, like I know, like the University of Memphis hates it because of the travel, but I would go get more Mountain West teams. You know, like, again, whoever the, like, go get a series with San Diego State.
Yeah, like, I'd take that one.
That would be fun because.
They're usually every year, right? But now, because can you depend on Boise like that anymore?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so.
I don't think so.
San Diego State, you can.
They were in the championship game 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we know they're a brand.
No, I actually like that.
So go get San Diego. When UNLV comes off, go replace them with San Diego State.
No, nobody's going to come in for them, see them.
That's true, but it is still
it'll be a quality
game, and when you go there, it'll be unbelievable, and it'll give Memphis people a reason to go to.
No, I'm with you.
San Diego.
I like that.
Outside of that, I mean, I just don't really. You know, you tried the San Francisco thing because you're not going to get Gonzaga. Not really a lot else out there for you.
San Francisco is going to end up being a drag series.
It is.
You got nothing out of that one.
There's no juice there. It ended up being a quad one for you.
It was a quad one?
Yeah, because they ended up turning it into a quad one because they called it a road game.
But they weren't a tournament team.
No.
I'll take the quad one, though. Good call.
But they called it. But they won't help
because that was road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it was.
But that's all you got.
Technically neutral, it was actually a road.
I thought they changed that, I thought. Remember in the season, I thought they changed it back to semi-away or something. They gave them a little more credit, and that's what moved it.
Yeah. Whatever it was. Yeah, because that's what.
That's the only thing that made it a quad one.
Yes.
Is that it was
there.
Yeah, there.
It would not have been that here.
Right.
And it will not be that
here this year.
Yes. Exactly, because they lost a lot.
We're on same page.
So that's one where, you know, you're going to have to figure out.
Again, like, my Pat Kelsey will not be coach at Louisville in 2029 when they come back to FedEx Forum for the second of the two games that are here out of the six. That said, you take it all day long.
Yeah, because, I mean, Louisville.
Hopefully Louisville's still good.
They will be because they have NIL.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be able to get it. If they lose Pat to somebody else.
I think now that they've rebuilt it under Kelsey, I don't think we know those fans aren't going to want to let it go again and go back to the pain and Chris Mack day. I cannot believe where that thing went.
Yes.
But you look at all the trouble after Patino.
Yes.
I thought Chris Mack was going to go there and be the guy.
Right.
Yeah, but then he wasn't dude getting bribed and extorted and everything else. There was some stuff with him.
Yeah, there was. There absolutely was. It didn't go the way.
And then he had been so good at Xavier.
Yep. And now he's kind of just.
Is he in it?
He's still at Charleston.
Okay. Yeah.
People thought he would go back to Xavier, but they ended up hiring.
He's a good
Patino.
Coach, man. I watched him. He beat Josh.
I would just.
I mean, they don't. Yeah, not that you know.
You know, Houston just signed Kelvin up for 4 more years today. They announced that today. They just hired Mike Econom as an assistant on that staff who used to work here at Memphis. Are we saying that there's not enough there to get a series with Houston, even for just 2 years, bro?
No, Kelvin, when we asked him, and again, this is in my mind, but when he came into the EYBL, I told you Penny was holding court in the corner,
mm-hmm.
and Penny said, Coach, can I get a home and home with you?
Right.
And Kelvin said, Penny, I can't do nothing for you, but I will come on the 2 Cents podcast. That's how in my mind.
That's about right.
And they went upstairs, and Kelvin got on the couch, and he did the 2 Cents podcast with
Kelvin. That's about right.
No, I hope that in that podcast, too, was born a series that John dreams of, a home
spark.
And home, out of the respect. And
the flame.
Yes, having Mike Econom, who I don't believe ever worked on Penny's staff.
No, but he was at
Memphis. But he was at Memphis.
Something, you know.
Yes, he was at Memphis.
Some connection.
That said, I'm not sure he can be the bridge.
I'm reaching
out there to be.
I know, I'm sorry, Mike.
But what I will say the bridge can be is the great respect that I continue to believe that Kelvin Sampson has for Penny Hardaway. That's why I can't wait to see the podcast.
Hopefully that's where they make the announcement.
Because he's going to tell us what he likes about Penny's teams.
Oh yeah, I can't.
In a way that we're not just hearing it with mics in his face, and he's got to get out of there in 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
I think there could be something there.
That's going to be a great episode.
It'd be very useful. It's always useful. Whatever Kelvin typically says is useful.
Bro,
that comes
Kelvin
out.
Does not lie, bro.
He doesn't waste words.
No.
It's always knowledge.
He always
for real.
He like yeah. Like
it's always knowledge that comes out.
Like honestly, like as a when I'm in the midst of betting college basketball in the college basketball season, if Houston's dealing with injuries. I always love it because Kelvin will basically tell you if somebody's going to play or not, or if they care about the game. You know, like I remember, it was before they were playing Colorado this year, and this is just a random thing that I remember, and Kelvin was basically saying, what the hell do y'all expect us to do? This is our fourth game in 5 nights. We've got Juwan dealing with this. We've got this guy dealing with that. And now you guys are asking us to go from here to there to here to there, and now we got to go to Colorado. This makes no sense. You know, and Colorado was like a 15.5-point underdog. I'm like, bro, Colorado is about to stay in this game. So I bet Colorado plus 15.5 because I saw Kelvin basically complain about the travel. And the final score was 69-59. So it was a close game.
Close game.
And, you know, Juwan Roberts and all those guys were, you know, not themselves. So, you know, you got to pay attention. And then before the championship game in the Big 12 2 years ago, Kelvin was like, we don't care about this game. We have guys that are banged up. We care about the real tournament.
Yeah, it does, true.
And I think Iowa State ended up mollywopping him. So I do appreciate his candor.
I will say, since we're on college basketball, and particularly on Kelvin Sampson Houston, Lenardi had his first bracketology. I shouldn't call it first. Off-season bracketology, post-combine, whatever. It dropped yesterday. We didn't discuss it. He's got Memphis as an 11 seed as the automatic qualifier out of the AAC. That wasn't great news to see, but speaking of Kelvin, Houston's a one seed again. He's got Purdue, the team that Memphis is going to face, and we know that to be fact now. Matt Painter said it.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Painter also said Texas Tech right there, right?
He did.
So we know all four now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one seed UConn and Duke. And Lenardi, his point, he wrote, you know how he writes a little bit at the top before you get the rest of the bracket. He's saying look out for UConn maybe to do 3 and 4. Three titles in mm-hmm. four which would be history.
I mean, I can see it.
You got to go back to UCLA still.
I can see it. I mean,
okay. What I don't know, though, John, is he's got Florida as a three. That thing came out at 7 a.m. Central, I think, yesterday. The Boogie Flan news, was that out yesterday after? I wonder, because remember, we said Boogie Flan, Florida should make them maybe favorite in the SEC and national title contender.
Yeah.
He's got them as a three seed right now. Back to it, the one seeds were Houston, Purdue, UConn, and Duke. He had 13 SEC teams in. You might be surprised at how he's got them seated. Maybe you would or not. But he's got we mentioned Kentucky's a two. Tennessee, a three seed, guys. Now, I don't know if you're getting Zakai Ziegler back.
Yeah.
He's trying to come back. Old man said he sees all that money that could be there for him if he could get back. I don't know if he's going to get back to it. That's a side note. Florida's a three seed. Arkansas, Cal, a four. You might see them hopefully in the St. Jude exhibition. Auburn's a five. Vandy, an eight seed. Brad's Bulldogs, eight seed. And Ole Miss, an 11 seed, playing in the first four.
Ole Miss, an 11?
An 11 seed.
That feels low.
Playing in the first four, bro.
That feels low.
Considerably lower than Mississippi State at eight. So Vandy, eight.
State's bringing back Hubbard. Yeah, okay, I get it. I see the vision there. Is our guy Spook Matthews done? He gone?
That would be, I think it's Mook Matthews.
Mook Matthews, my bad.
Yeah.
I think he's done, right?
I would think so.
Oh, he's totally done.
I would think so.
Yeah, he's out. He played five full seasons.
As far as I can tell, on Memphis' schedule right now for next season is a one seed in Purdue or a projected one seed by Lenardi, a six seed in Louisville. You'll be going to KFC Yum Center. You'll also be going to 8-seed Mississippi State and going to 11-seed Ole Miss. So four tourney teams. You know, it hurts Clemson coming off. That hurts.
It does.
Mizzou hurts.
Yep.
Because they were a tournament team last year.
Yep.
And so since you only got two games in the Bahamas tournament, Purdue and somebody else, whether it be Wake Forest or Texas Tech, you really need what would have been a third game in a tournament like Maui or whatever else, Battle for Atlantis. You need a marquee one. And here's the thing. You need it at home. You need it at home. Because a bye game or whatever else, you're not going to – I'm just saying, you're not at fourth toughest strength of schedule level like you were last year based on what's there right now, I think, even with facing that Purdue team first round. Because what I'm counting right now is just four. UNLV not projected. San Francisco not projected. And what's the other, like New Orleans?
Right.
I didn't see them projected.
Yeah.
And so you need a turn of game, and you particularly need one down at FedEx Forum.
Yeah.
It is. Like a big marquee opponent. I hope they got some up their sleeve.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get a five. Yeah.
Because you got to go to Louisville. You really need it on the home schedule.
Exactly. Well, it's early.
There might be one more. That's what I'm saying, up his sleeve.
Right.
Gotta be. I'm thinking, gotta be.
Yeah. All right. We did get a little bit of news yesterday about downtown Memphis, which, you know, we're paying very close attention to because, as you guys know, we have a lease that needs to be signed. Now we're not at that deadline yet that Paul Young put out, which was late summer or just summer?
I believe he said end of summer.
Okay, end of summer. All right. So there was a Memphis City Council meeting yesterday, and the push, one of the topics was basically make downtown great again, in so many words, make it look better, and most importantly, how do we do that? We install public toilets downtown.
By end of summer was his quote.
End of summer.
I can found it.
Sam Hardiman wrote about this. And part of the DMC's presentation covered purchasing machines used to deodorize and clean downtown. And council member Warren seized the moment to push for public restrooms, noting particularly that horses and people often defecate downtown. Now, as Jason and I were workshopping this during the break, we said, hey, public bathroom's great, but what will that do for the horses who are defecating downtown?
Well, they have a bag.
But he brought up the horses as part of the problem. He mentioned the horses and people. Mm. It's a tandem. It's the dynamic duo downtown with defecation. Horses and people. And Parts of downtown can smell like human waste daily. Homeless people often go to the bathroom in alleyways or near unoccupied buildings on Main Street. So public toilets would, in theory, address this need. Where did the Grizzly sign? I think we got it.
Yeah.
I think this is it, right? This is what they wanted. They wanted public bathrooms. We're doing it. And we got the renovations for you. Can we sign? Can we get the... How about 30 years? How about a round of applause for fixing the situation?
It should get it done, right?
It's now, perfect. I don't know if... I don't know if it will necessarily... I don't know. Is there a smell downtown? I guess it depends on where you walk.
I don't usually smell... in most places I'm downtown, I don't usually smell anything. Not like when you're in New Orleans or
right.
some other places.
New Orleans smells like the sea level and
there
stuff.
There are parts of town, especially by that... is it that Wolf River that snakes through?
Mm-hmm.
There's parts that are like swampy.
Yes.
Smell a little nasty, right? When
yeah.
you drive past that exit or whatever it is, you smell it every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But not typically, and I'm not in the alleys, so I don't know about them. But on most streets of downtown Memphis, I don't smell doo-doo.
Yeah, I don't know about the doo-doo smell. I don't think doo-doo is what's keeping people from downtown, though. You know, I think it's not the doo-doo.
Right.
It's,
which is why this is so stupid.
Right.
That they're bringing this up, the council.
I mean, do you think public toilets will solve our problems downtown?
No. No, it certainly doesn't get you the Grizzlies to sign that lease. What would do it, and this was apparently discussed, but people need to get serious about it, I would pull out the books of everybody down on Beale. Because this city points out how Beale is, I mean, this story points out how Beale is city-owned. Oh, yeah, Brad, because this is what needs to happen. It's called progress. We talked about evolution earlier with the football mind, the Memphis Tiger football mind. It's how we need to evolve as a city. Is everything down on Beale Street successful? We need to find out. Because what isn't should be put out.
Right.
You understand? What's behind?
Right.
What tenants are behind should be put out. And you know who should have control of it? The Grizzlies. The Grizzlies should have control of it. Because my guess is, with their level, right, of resources or whatever else, they can get a better investment out of that. Right. And if they went somewhere else, if they did go to a Nashville or whatever, Nashville would put them in a place where they'd have, like other NBA teams, an opportunity to have the area, own the area around them, right? And that's more revenue. That's what franchises love. And so you've got a street that's owned by the city that's, right now, you know, most folks look at it as a public nuisance. They think you can't walk down on it past a certain time of night. Sure, there are some down there, guys, that have been down there for years. I ain't trying to push them out. There are staples down there. But the ones that aren't doing anything, what are we doing here? The city owns it. You've got a Grizz team that could do more with it, and it gives you something in terms of what you – that's the kind of thinking and what should be being talked about at these meetings. I think that actually came up as opposed to public bathrooms. How about the jail? Are we going to get that thing out of downtown or not?
Yeah.
Now, there are some cities that still do. I think Nashville's is downtown, I think. But, I mean, there's some cities still getting it done. That's a question. Public bathrooms and horses defecating, you know, and speaking to, oh, we're going to get some public bathrooms so the homeless people have got somewhere to go. That seems to be the sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, man. It's so frustrating backwards to listen to some of what came out of that meeting.
Right.
You know,
well, because
in terms of
is,
how to move Memphis forward.
The other problem that people do point out about the bathrooms, and not just the whole horse thing. Is you have to have people maintain those bathrooms if you're going to install them. Do we trust Memphis to do that?
Well, they're going to have machines, they said.
Okay,
I thought in the story it says machines.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it would just be...
Something's going to drive in, bro.
Would it be Carlos Smith
AI?
But
what are we doing talking about public bathrooms as the fix to... any money you're putting in that is ridiculous. You know what I don't think about when I'm going through somebody's downtown that's nice? Is where can I find a bathroom? No, because you know what I'm looking for? Is a nice place that I'm going to go eat. And if I've got to use the bathroom, I'm going to be in there using it.
That's right.
I don't walk around the downtown of nice cities saying, man, where are those public bathrooms and are they clean?
Yep.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. In terms of, like, we're discussing this as real ways to move downtown forward. The best way to move downtown forward is get this damn lease signed.
That's exactly right.
Get the Grizzlies locked in, guys.
Yep.
You have to. There are other reasons. They're paying, again, the operating costs that, again, the city, the county could be paying. A lot of them are in some NBA towns. The Grizzlies are doing that. That's why, again, they have the non-compete. We had to do that. We had to give them more.
Yep.
Because again, they're worth more if they move. It's just more incentive. And again, what are we scared of more Grizz control of Beale Street if you did put that on the table? You know, hey, here's a little bit of this. Take this. Y'all can do what you want with it. Mm-hmm. We'll make you a tenant. Go make all the money you want to. What's wrong with that? When we've got places down there that are absolutely struggling and doing nothing, nobody's set foot in a couple tourists from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what it is. I mean, come on, man. Again, I'm not pushing. I'm not saying. I know there are business people down there rolling their eye. Oh, boy. Because this stuff's grandfathered in. You've had tenants down there forever. I ain't pushing Silkies or some of these, you know, those folks that have been staples. But let's be real, man. Like, the fact that we're talking about doo-doo.
Yeah, it's offensive.
As a way forward
for
downtown Memphis just shows you how bass-ackwards we still are in so many ways.
Absolutely agree.
Like, let's get serious, man.
All right, so I guess we're not going to sign the lease today.
Not just on bathrooms.
Maybe we got to stop doing the horses downtown. You know, because horses do stink. I mean, you know.
I've never been the guy to do a lot of those carriage rides. You know?
Yeah.
You have to be the romantic type.
Right.
I respect those who are.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so out of that respect, I don't think we need to do away with the horses.
Okay.
Kind of makes, do they get in your cars way ever? Not really. To me, no. They seem to always be out of the way.
They do stink, though. They be stinking.
That's how we move Memphis forward like Nashville. We get the doo-doo out.
We call it bloat. We call it the bloat, the drain, the swamp, if you will. You know what I'm saying? I do want to say, Brad, I appreciate how seriously you're taking this. Because Brad's got a steel face right now. This isn't funny to Brad. This is life and death, doo-doo. The smell, the stench that you have to deal with when you're walking down there.
I'd love the Grizzlies to sign their extension and stay in our city. Right now, it scares the hell out of me. There's no lease.
Well, it's going to be
end of summer.
It's coming.
It's not summer yet, right? Are we still in spring?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's still.
Mayor said end of summer.
It's not even June yet. And if the Grizzlies do leave, we have a path forward, and it's fade Brad. I mean,
They're not going anywhere after the city and the state have stepped up with all this money in the way that they had. And then Fred Smith did what he did, unlocking the facilities deal. There's no way they're leaving now. They leave now, they're going to have some problems on their hands.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you worry your sweet
We just
got to
give them everything they want.
I should stop worrying
want.
Then.
They should. I mean, at least until midsummer.
Yeah.
At least until late summer. Mayor said end of summer. He gave us the timeline. We're in May. There's no reason to worry right now.
Would you have to put a security person in those bathrooms? Probably.
I don't think so, because that would be a violation of privacy.
You could have an attendant or somebody there.
Like the guy at the strip club where you gotta tip him after you wash your hands.
Or in finer dining establishments. Like, there's usually a guy like that.
I haven't seen
him. You've seen him in the strip
club. No, not me. I didn't say I've seen him. I've heard about him.
That job.
I've heard about him.
They have him at the Cubby Bear in Chicago, actually. They had one of those
really?
Dudes. Yeah.
It makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Which I wouldn't say it's finer establishment, but they have them at different places.
Bars
time
even. Clubs. Yeah, they're the fine. They got all the goodies in there.
Depends on where you are.
Cologne.
Yeah, like ultimately, I don't want to.
Peppermint. Usually they got a thing of peppermint to help with your breath.
Yeah, I don't want to pay you to dry my hands. I can do that on my own. I think that's a personal thing, but I just don't want to have to give you $2 every time I come in here.
Again, my whole thing is I get that, and the first couple of times it was like that, but the other part about it is that's that dude's job, man.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't want him to make the way you're talking about, like what he's doing is, right? He's doing it. It's a job. It has been.
It is.
And my man is, you know, he's putting in an honest day's work.
No, he is.
I'd rather have him doing that. You know what I'm saying? Earning it honestly.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. So after a few times, you say, well, hey, when I was a young roller, now I don't carry cash anymore, I'd start getting that peppermint. I'd put a couple dollars in there just out of respect for, again, a man who's trying to put in an honest day's work. Like that gentleman at Poplar and Parkway that Jeff was just talking about with us on Monday that sells that water and Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Putting in an honest day's work. Now, the competition moved in. It was out of there this week. And so he's back owning the block again.
Okay.
Owning the corner.
Okay.
Now, that's the Memphis news you need, not that's this right. stuff about the defecation of horses.
And people.
And us cleaning it up.
And people. I mean,
should make it a job.
Yeah.
And have somebody clean it up.
That's 100%. 1,000%. So, anyway. There you have it. That's the latest from Memphis City Council.
I mean, I know Jaren didn't play well against Caruso, but I wouldn't say he was defecating all over Beale Street. I wouldn't say it was that bad. But, you know, clearly Dr. Warren felt differently about it. I would say don't feel so bad about it, Dr. Warren. He's doing it. He did it to Jokic, you know?
Yeah. For one game.
For one game. That's right. That's right. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Norton Herb, the fourth, is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about his weekend, some guys that Memphis has offered on his group, and more. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.